don't you ever stop being dandy, showing me you're handsome. Don't you ever lower yourself, forgetting all your standards. Don't you ever lower yourself, forgetting all your standards.
Legend. Oh, we'll like that. Adam Ant was last here with us back in November talking about Cool Zombie, his first new single in 17 years, which we might play again in a moment because I loved it. And the new album called Adam Ant is the blueback huzzah in Marrying the Gunner's Daughter. It's out now. Adam is back with us this afternoon. Remind me what that title is all about, Adam.
Well, it's me, the first part. The second part, Blue Black Hussar, was I imagined if the King's guy with the stripe across his nose had walked to Moscow with Napoleon's Hussars, and some of them did actually go there on a horse and walked back because they'd eaten their horses on the way back, and with the passage of time, what he'd be like now. And Marrying the Gunner's Daughter was a naval term for punishment, so I think, you know, there's been certain elements of that over the years in the industry, both self-inflicted and inflicted, so it was a bit like a Sergio Leone title.
You look back at your career so far, and it's been up and down, as we always say when we talk to you. Did it all happen too quickly for you, or did it not happen quickly enough?
Well, I was heartbroken when Young Parisians got to 108 in the charts, because I'd always tried to make hit records. There was never this idea that, oh, I'll put a record out that's deliberately not going to be successful.
But that was kind of old Adam Ant, wasn't it? Really?
Well, that was the early days, but there was 3 years of clubs, pubs, anywhere we could literally play. But that was kind of learning the ropes. I feel that was a good education for me, and when the time came, I was like ready to at least stand up to the amount of work that was necessary.
But there was always, I think, with your career, and you know, when I used to run down and do a Top of the Pops and you were on it or something like that, I always knew, A, you were a nice, friendly bloke, ordinary guy, a little bit eccentric perhaps, but also you would be coming up with something different this time. I always knew that there would be something new and different, and that must have been quite hard work.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I think in retrospect, I possibly changed it too much. I think over the course of 9 albums, I did 9 different sort of visuals, because I'd set myself that task that the difference between, say, Goody Two Shoes and Prince Charming and Kings and Dirk is quite radical. But yeah, that was a conscious thing on my part. This album is really a bit more of a consolidation visually, because I'm looking at one part of my career that I have a great affection for, which was Kings, and what that character would look like mature.
Yeah, yeah.
But musically, I've always been attracted to starting with a blank page.
Funnily enough, because Tim and I were both saying that the album has, although you say that, there's quite a lot of different styles on the album. Mm-hmm. I'd say half the album, if you like, sounds like you. Mm-hmm. And then half of it, you'd struggle to think, oh, wow, that's different, that's new, that's interesting. You've taken a few genres and messed around with them a bit.
Mm. It's all a product of my influences. I mean, how can I say I Miss You, for instance, got a sort of country and western feel to it, because I've been influenced enormously by, you know, people like Hank Williams over the years, because it was my parents played it and I love his songwriting. So the idea there was to cross that with a sort of a dance beat, the two
poems
of music.
Yeah.
So it's, that was a, like an experiment, really.
We'll do a bit of that as we go in a minute, then.
Yeah.
No, but there's some kind of harder stuff that we can't play, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a couple of bits that I felt it was necessary to be a bit more street, if you like.
Yeah. And tell us about Vince Taylor. There's a track called Vince Taylor, which we'll play. As we go, we're probably going to play How Can I Say I Miss You? And I must play, in the middle, I'm going to put Call Zombie, because I think it's a classic.
Thank you very much.
And then Vince Taylor.
Can I ask the obvious question? Yeah. I think you spoke about this, actually, when you came in before. Mm-hmm. Is this a concept album of some sort? Is it the concept that you envisaged when you first sat down to write it?
It was always envisaged as sort of double vinyl album.
Yeah.
So 4 sides of music.
Which explains the 17 tracks.
Yeah, so it's been recorded that way. And I just thought of, when I was writing it and when I was kind of listening to the mixes, I just thought, clearly this album would set a certain mood, that would set a certain mood. There wasn't a concept about it. I think, if anything, it's very autobiographical, certainly the title track.
Yeah.
It was about time to do that. Tracks like Shrink, I think, answer questions about the problems I've had with mental health, and I thought it was a good place to put that in a song, you know. So it's been an opportunity.
I think it's really good. I think it's really fascinating. Yeah. And I think there's some really clever stuff on it as well, seriously.
Yeah. Adamant will be appearing at Villa Marina, Douglas, Isle of Man, on the 19th of April. Queen's Theatre, Barnstable, on the 26th of April. That's all this year. Hall for Cornwall, Truro, on the 27th of April. The Lighthouse in Poole on the 28th. Fort Regent Leisure Centre, Jersey, on the 30th. These are great gigs. And Beau Séjour Leisure Centre in Guernsey. Ooh. And the Roundhouse in London on May the 11th. That's May 1st, by the way, Guernsey, and May 11th in London. We've been instructed to Google Vince Taylor. Yes. It's a song that we're about to play. So just give us a little bit of an outline. Don't tell us too much about Vince.
Well, Vince Taylor, I reckon he's the second best looking rock and roll artist to Elvis. He looks great. It's sort of leather and chains. And his most famous claim to fame is Brand New Cadillac. But he's just an amazing performer and was a massive star in France. But the story beyond the song was this girl I knew gave me a chain I used to wear around my wrist during the punk sort of era. And I asked her where she got it from. And she said, oh, my boyfriend gave it to me. It was Vince. And I never sort of twigged it till years later.
It was Vince Taylor.
So that's basically awesome.
Okay, well, here comes Vince Taylor. And then we're going to put Call Zombie in the middle. And then How Can I Say I Miss You? And you'll notice the difference in these tracks and the range of the album. Adam and is the Blue Black Hussar in Marrying the Gunner's Daughter is the name of the album. That's the new album. And Adam's on tour around the UK in April and May, as I mentioned. And a documentary film, The Blue Black Hussar, is due out later on this year. Adam Ant, everybody. Thank you, Adam.
What was his stage? He never acted his age. A girl we call French Valerie gave a gold plate chain to me. Asked her who had given it her. An old flame called Vince Taylor. Oh, oh, Johnny looked back and never looked back. Finding the damn vein, never see his like again. Must have left his mark on me, even like by Morrissey. Uh-oh. Now, 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 now. Well,
there goes Adam. It's almost 9 minutes to four, and later we'll be talking to actor and the star of Gimme 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 and The Thin Blue Line and Notting Hill. It's James Dreyfuss.
There's a new sound to Sunday morning.